may not be, for so the fates decide. Learn thou that Phyllis is my promised bride.
My bride! No, no.
It shall be so. Those would separate us, woe betide.
By doom thy lips have spoken, I plead.
It's our fault. They couldn't help themselves.
It seems they have helped themselves, and pretty freely too. You have all incurred death. But I can't slaughter the whole company. And yet, the law is clear. Every fairy must die who marries a mortal.
Allow me, as an old equity draftsman, to make a suggestion. The subtleties of the legal mind are equal to the emergency. Oh, the thing is really quite simple. The insertion of a single word will do it. Let it stand that every fairy shall die who don't marry a mortal. And there you are, out of your difficulty at once.
We like your humour very well. Private Willis.
Ma'am.
To save my life, it is necessary that I marry at once. How would you like to be a fairy guardsman?
Well, ma'am, I don't think much of the British soldier who wouldn't ill-convenience himself to save a female in distress.
You are a brave fellow. You're a fairy from this moment. And you, my lords, how say you? Will you join our ranks?
Well, now that the peers are to be recruited entirely from persons of intelligence, I really don't see what use we are down here, do you, Tallulah?
None whatever.
Good. Then away we go to Fairyland.